Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we're going to tell you about the Amplifier program a little bit later. But we're so busy with so many guests, so many interesting things to discuss here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2009 edition at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, northern part of the state. I've never had the opportunity to come up north here in New Hampshire, and so I'm really glad to be here. It's a lot of fun. There is no better group of people to spend a weekend with than these folks, and yes, they should applaud themselves because they are that awesome.
And no better place to do it than up here in the beautiful White Mountains.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's continue talking to some more of these interesting people. Of course, we'll take your calls if you make them. We've had a few people call in, but they've unfortunately been impatient with us and dropped off the lines. Either that or bad cell phone connections. Looks like somebody was calling from Porkfest.
Walk up here if they want.
There's not much in the way of cell phone access up here, I'll tell you that. We are in the woods. But toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to special guest here. Mark Warden is with us. Not only are you a Free Talk Live advertiser, Mark, but you're also one of the busier activists up here. You do a real estate thing for business. How can people get in touch with you as far as that is concerned? What's the best way for people that are looking at houses, interested in looking at houses, that sort of thing?
Thank you, Ian and Mark. Yeah, you can go to porcupinerealtor.com. It's probably the best way to get a hold of me. PorcupineRealtor.com. And it's kind of kitschy, and I've kind of branded myself, but actually it's catching on. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to a lot of people this week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival who have heard of me just by advertising on Free Talk Live.
Great.
And I like the work you guys are doing and getting the word out there about freedom. So basically, I'm a part-time real estate agent, even though I've been doing it for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm a part-time activist. I want to make time to get up to the State House, work with the system, try to bring about more liberty in our lifetime, and also find real estate and property for those who want to move here to the Free State.
Very cool.
Realty is good for that because you can set your own hours, and you do a lot of weekend work because you have to show people on the weekends and that kind of thing. So for a person who doesn't mind doing a bit of work and putting in more than 60 hours a week or something like that, including their activism, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
So one of the other things that you've done here recently is you and another activist have gone in together, as I understand it, to buy a party bus. It looks like it was like a citizen or a little transport bus. But what was this thing in the past? I mean,
I would call it a shuttle bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
22
like
passenger.
Like an airport shuttle.
Bus,
right.
Diesel engine. It's got on the back. It's got a handicapped lift, right?
Mm-hmm. Convenient.
Yeah,
convenient.
We're going to try to sell that sucker.
It's a lift.
We bought it at a state auction. 22 passenger shuttle bus, but we call it the Porcupine Freedom Bus. And today we had a tour of the Merrimack Valley down to Manchester, mm-hmm. and Nashua and Concord. People here at the Freedom at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Find out more about the state.
You've had tours in the past here at the past Pork Fest, and you've had to rent a bus, presumably, before. Now you've got your own.
Exactly. Why pay money to Enterprise rent a car?
Yeah, talk right into that, Mike, if you don't mind.
We can have our own bus. So what we did is there's a guy named William. William and Amy from Arizona, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. We decided to invest in a bus. We bought it at a state auction for $2,400, right?
It's
fairly small.
That's awesome.
Investment, but we put a lot of money into making it road legal and road safe. And now it's available for anytime we want to do Porkfest tours, New Hampshire Liberty Forum tours, tours to Keene, rallies, protests.
I had
a trip out to Ben and Jerry's in Vermont.
It's very cool, and it's a great way to bring activists together all in one place,
right.
And of course save money on gas. I mean,
right.
A lot of people have a tough time as far as the economy being down a little bit. Gas still isn't cheap.
Plus, if you're going to go someplace, you might as well go with a big group of people who are ready to have fun and agree with you, as opposed to riding yourself up in your car.
Now, the next step is taking the vegetable oil, right? If we have any in the crowd, they know how to convert
you can do it.
An engine to vegetable oil and just go to the restaurants and download the oil.
I'd make it the Alt Expo for that one, the Alternative Expo.
And you guys are doing some more trips to different places.
Right.
What are the other trips that are coming up this weekend?
Yeah, tomorrow, which will be Friday, we're going down to the seacoast, which here in New Hampshire means the very short 11-mile coastline.
But it's beautiful.
It's the shortest coastline of any state in the United States of America, but mm-hmm. it's beautiful. So we're going to go to Portsmouth, then down to Hampton Beach, where this week they've had the sandcastle competition. We'll go through Dover, Durham, which is the headquarters of UNH. Basically, people see the eastern side of the state.
Is it all sold out at this point?
No. We have a few seats left. So
you could show up tomorrow.
Show up tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Pay their $20, right? It's very inexpensive.
Yeah.
Basically, it just covers the cost of fuel and take a tour of the state and see how much they love it here and they want to move to New Hampshire.
It is awesome here. I mean, it's the state. First of all, the state itself, and I know you've been around a number of places as a realtor, obviously. There are so many beautiful places. It's hard to choose as far as, you know, place A, very pretty, place B, very pretty, place C, all very, very nice. It seems to me that if you're going to be picking where you want to live here in New Hampshire, you want to pick based on work opportunities, I think, probably number one. Where can you get a gig that is similar to what you have, if that's possible? For some people, it's not.
Right.
Some people that are maybe a little less choosy about that can have a little more of a selection, in which case the next thing I would look at is, what kind of activism do you want to be around? Are you wanting to spend a lot of time at the State House in Concord? If so, you should live in the Concord area.
It's a heck of a lot easier than making that drive every
The drive is too bad, though, Mark. I mean, from Keene, it's only 45 minutes, and to an hour maybe, and then to go across the state, you're looking at two and a half hours, which is one of the reasons why New Hampshire was such a great choice for the Free State Project.
That much is true. Certainly, it beats Wyoming from a distance standpoint.
What we're seeing here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project is people are self-selective, right, based on their social circles. So a lot of people are moving to Keene because they're maybe outside the government or outside the system, right? More civ-dis, more voluntarious, right? Whereas people that are more inside the system want to move to Concord, Manchester area. So it's working out pretty well, and we try to find something for everybody based on what their needs are, their budget, their travel times.
Anywhere you end up, you're going to find friendly people that will welcome you, that will do more than just welcome you. They'll show up at your house or your apartment or wherever it is you're moving into. If you ask for it, you just have to post online over at nhfree.com or the Free State Project forums and just let people know, hey, we're moving up. Here's the date we're moving up. Here's the time. You private message me for the address or post it publicly if you want. But people will show up. You can have a dozen people waiting at your house for you to arrive in your moving truck. And then within minutes, your whole truck is unloaded. I mean, I remember when we moved Sam in our co-host Sam, when he came into Keene, there were probably 15 people there, and that truck was a truck full of stuff.
Oh, it was
a lot of stuff. That whole truck was probably unloaded in an hour's time, maybe?
That might be stretching it, maybe.
I've never seen so many people work so quickly for pizza and beer.
Right.
And for people they don't know.
It would
have
been unloaded faster if Ian hadn't just been standing there eating pizza.
Oh, cut it out.
And if Mark hadn't been standing there drinking beer, right? So.
No, it doesn't usually work that way. But
so we welcome people to the Free State. Come on up here. We'll make your transition very easy.
Yeah, and get in touch with Mark, porcupinerealtor.com.
Right. Speaking of which, you're working with a friend of mine, Antonio, and looking for his house.
Right.
And, he's coming from New Jersey or something like that. And tell me about the sort of long distance looking for a house thing, how it works for different people.
Nowadays in real estate, everything is done online to do the initial vetting of properties, right? So you can go to realtor.com or Naren.com, mm-hmm. the MLS online services, and find out what's available out there, what's for sale. You need to start narrowing it down by price, your price points, your number of acres you need, your geographical location.
Yeah.
So I work with our potential buyers. I work with lenders. Tell them, get them pre-approved. They know what they can afford, what they can do, and we go from there. So they do the initial research online, mm-hmm. and when they come out here, we go in property to property and look at them in person.
Would you say it's a good time to buy, would you say, in New Hampshire right now?
I would say right now it's a good investment opportunity in New Hampshire for the following two reasons. Prices are lower,
mm-hmm.
and interest rates are low. So if you can actually... if you actually have a job,
right?
That's half the deal in this room. But if you have a job and you can qualify for a loan, now's a good time to take advantage of very low interest rates, pay back over 30 years. We all know with the inflation, the dollar's going to be devalued over the next 30 years, right?
There
so today's $1,000 monthly payment is worth, in today's dollars, $500 10 years from now.
Great points, Mark Warden.
So Let's do it. If you want to do it alone, come see me at porcupinerealtor.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark, for sitting in here tonight. More on the way. Guests, your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live, live from Porcupine Festival.
You're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away free, including the webcam, which is actually not on right now. But you can get audio still on the webcam. You can also listen live via broadband dial-up streams as well. All listen at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We're doing this edition of the program live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival in Lancaster, New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, populated with hundreds of liberty-minded people from all across, not only just New Hampshire, across the country, from around the world. People are here because they love freedom and they want to be together with other people that also love freedom and enjoy themselves, and that is what is going on right now. All across the room that we're sitting in, all across this campground, there are parties, there are campfires. Tomorrow there's a whole list of things that is going on. Everything from tours across the state to, I don't have the list in front of me, but we'll talk about that a little bit later because we've got to get to some calls. But first,
audiblepodcast.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever or wherever you want, just like the podcast that you might be listening to of this show. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get a free audiobook today. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Now, before we get right into the phone calls here, I just want to introduce our third person on mic three. His name is Josh. He is one of the Keniacs. You're actually a New Hampshire native, Josh, and not only are you a native, but you're also a cartoon superstar.
That's right.
And you got to get right up on that microphone, dude, just an FYI.
Anybody who's been frequenting Dale's AnarchyHair.com, I am the inspiration for the Angry Josh character.
You are Angry Josh in real life. Maybe not so angry in real life, but
maybe more colorfully expressive. But, you know, that doesn't sound as good as Angry Josh.
So we're going to just have you sit in here as we talk to Randy in Florida. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I really wanted to give you guys props for all you do in getting the message out. I appreciate you guys streaming from the Pork Festival. And, you know, it's really refreshing to be able to catch, you know, this type of message on the internet and on the mainstream. You know, I appreciate you guys and GCN in general. And, you know, Mark and Ian, you guys rock, man.
Did you have anything on your mind besides just props? I mean, I appreciate that, but we'd like to have conversations.
Well, I mean, I do have a few things on my mind as far as current legislation that's being passed or being brought up in the Senate. As you know, most likely Ron Paul's H.R. 1207 has, over a majority of support. But a lot of people forget about the Senate bill that's being, under-supported, in my opinion. So if we can get out and support...
Wait, what?
If we can get out and support the co-legislation in the Senate to audit the Federal Reserve, I think it's really important.
So the audit, the Fed bill...
Right, it's getting a lot of traction in the House right now, but for some reason the senators, they're a little more the old boys club, and they're not ready to go after their friends at the Federal Reserve who've been, essentially supporting all the nonsense that they've been doing
so
for
what
the
do
last
you suggest?
75 years or more.
What would you suggest?
Personally, I'm here. I would suggest, it worked pretty well contacting our representatives and expressing the concern toward the Federal Reserve. And I think we need to do that, as well with the Senate, contact them. But it needs to be to a whole different level. And we need to get the word out a lot more than what it is right now, because it's really not gaining any traction. And if we want to have some type of positive influence in the long run, this, both legislations need to pass.
How do you feel about declaring independence instead of bothering with all this federal stuff?
Well, I mean, I think that would be great. I don't know how. I really don't know how possible it would be to accomplish that in the immediate future. So that's why I'm hoping that something will come about of this legislation.
Well, thank you, Randy, for the call tonight.
I agree, Randy. I see that the 1207, the audit of the Fed bill, it has some traction. It looks like it might go somewhere. Why not get behind it?
Well, because I don't feel like there's any point.
Okay.
I see where you're coming from and everything, but I've called so-called representatives plenty of times in my life, and we saw the bailout thing where like 99% of Americans were against the bailout. They all called their representatives, and the representatives just didn't give a damn.
This time they do.
The question I have about the audit of the Fed bill is how many of the co-sponsors are members of the Republican Party?
Because
good question.
There are a lot of legitimate concerns abound right now, whether or not just the fact that there is a Democratic majority in the House and Senate right now, whether or not people are jumping onto the audit, the Fed bandwagon, just as a way to oppose the current regime rather than having any conviction in what
it's hard for me to get excited. It's hard for me to get excited about anything that goes on in Washington, D.C. I just don't feel like, first of all, I know they're not representing me, any of them. Certainly the senators are not interested at all. Clearly they don't even care about this particular piece of legislation. And I just don't, and maybe I'm completely jaded. Maybe that's what it is, that I just don't feel like, I don't feel like my time will be spent wisely by calling some senator's office and going through those steps. I just don't feel like it.
Yeah, it's relatively easy with downsized DC's, you know.
Are they behind this? Is downsized
DC behind
this?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Downsize DC does make it easy at downsizedc.org, but as far as me picking up a phone or doing anything more than clicking a few mouse buttons, you can count me out.
I understand where you're coming from. You know, I have called my representatives on this, and I will call my senator on this.
I'm actually becoming less and less likely to even use Downsize DC, to be completely honest with you. Like, I love Jim Babka, and I know what they're doing over there, and I think that I still support generally what they do. It's just that if I am really somebody who believes in independence, then it doesn't make sense for me to involve myself at a federal level in any way, shape, or form.
I believe in independence. What kind of independence do you believe in?
Declaring independence, removing from
personally?
The federal government. Personally, or maybe have a group of activists declare independence. Maybe, you know, we can have a little declaration of independence at the next Pork Fest, and people could sign it, and then we'd have our own piece of paper with signatures on it, and we could say, well, now we're going to pass laws and send out a bunch of property tax bills, and you have to pay. I'm kidding. I don't really seriously mean that. But what would make our Declaration of Independence any less legitimate than the original Declaration of Independence?
Well, really, when you're asking for a popular consensus to back up your convictions and principles, you're really, in a way, putting out on a billboard that you're really not standing behind them.
But can you run that by me again? There's a lot of noise in here.
All right. Let me get a little closer to the microphone here. So if you're espousing your convictions, your principles, and you're asking for a popular, nationwide, maybe global consensus to maybe give legitimacy to your convictions and your principles, I think it sort of deadens them right then and there.
Yeah, well, you probably aren't going to get it, right? I mean,
you have to be willing to stand alone as an individual, naked and slathered in the mud, retaining your dignity if you're going to get anywhere for personal liberty.
I'm just imagining you slathering yourself in mud right now.
I mean, that's where man came from. They say that poverty is the default state of mankind. So you have to be prepared to be thrown back down into the caves and the mud and the sticks with a hatchet and still maintain your integrity and your intelligence and your dignity.
Hatchets are not default.
Anyway, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about anything. I could still be persuaded to do something on a national level, but there hasn't really ever been anything that's been exciting to me. So they pass an audit the Fed bill. So what? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. We will still talk to you about whatever is on your mind. Plus, we've got interesting people all around here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're broadcasting live in Lancaster, New Hampshire. The beautiful White Mountains in the background here at Rogers Campground, surrounded by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving activists. You can hear about, I don't know, 25, 30 of them here in our audience room. Josh is joining us, also known as Angry Josh, represented in cartoon form at anarchyinyourhead.com. I mean, do you have anything else you want to promote here, Josh? I don't know if you've got any real promotable things going on right now. You're not a student.
Not really. There's a mission project going on with myself and some fellow free staters.
A mission project?
A music project.
A music project.
That I was fortunate enough to put together by meeting some fellow free staters who moved from Utah and Colorado and California.
Cool.
Andrew Carroll, the marijuana activist among them.
And you guys are going to be performing, is it tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll be performing tomorrow night while you broadcast the show.
Excellent. So we'll get to hear it because the windows are open, and I'm sure we'll be able to hear it from up here, which is very cool.
It's nice to have a concert.
Let's continue with some phone calls here. We'll just have you sit in for them. In fact, then we'll try to wrangle over maybe, I see Pete. Pete from MotorhomeDiaries.com is here, so maybe we'll grab him a little bit later because we're running out of time here. Only 30 minutes left in the show, actually less than that. Let's talk to a Pete in North Carolina. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes, how are you guys tonight?
Hey, well, just great, Pete. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I wanted to talk about abortion. I consider myself very principled, libertarian, almost a voluntarist, not quite sure, you know, but pretty much no government. But I consider abortion to be a crime. And I don't know how libertarians can consider themselves pro-choice.
Well, there are different...
It's a dilemma. It's a dilemma I face because...
Yep, Yeah, I would say that I see where you're coming from, and I understand why people believe it's murder, et cetera, and things like that. And I think that amongst the Liberty community, you'll find a couple of different viewpoints on this. I think people, a number of people would feel the same way as you do, that there's something inherently wrong about it, and then some other people would just, you know, be in favor of choice. I am somebody who's in favor of choice. I don't want to lock somebody up in a jail cell or punish them in some way for making what I would say would be one of the most difficult choices that a woman could make. I mean, obviously, I'm not a woman. I can't really comment, but it's my understanding that it is not an easy choice to decide to go through with something like that. And I think the very last thing you want to do after a situation like that is to put somebody who has gone through that process in a jail cell, which of course is a suggestion when you say it's a crime.
Okay, that's the dilemma I face too. I really don't want to put them in jail, but I do also consider it a crime.
Well, here's some basic questions I have.
I don't know what the answer is. It's just a difficult dilemma that I...
Let's start with some questions instead of answers.
Okay, while I was on the University of New Hampshire campus about a year and a half ago, they had this thing called the Genocide Awareness Project come through. And basically what they did is to equate early term abortion with the genocide of 6 million Jewish people in Europe. Would you agree with that comparison?
No.
I wouldn't think so. I'm a libertarian leaning person. I firmly believe in a woman's right to choose. You know, people really don't have control over their biology. Pheromones send out these signals. People become attracted to one another.
That's abdication of personal responsibility.
But I firmly believe in a woman's right to choose, but a man, this might sound a little out of left field to some people, but I think men really make their choice when they conceive the child with the woman. And I think it's a man's responsibility to be a man and either be there through the abortion with their mate or to support and raise their child.
So it's the crackpottest position I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So a woman gets to choose up until halfway through 4.5 months or whatever in her pregnancy, but a man should step up and be a man and support no matter what it is that she chooses.
Well, Mark, are you carrying that child through till gestation?
I am not. However, I don't like the idea that she gets to have sex and then make a choice, and I get to make a choice before I have sex. Does that seem fair to you, Josh?
What if I said you made your choice and you ripped off your belt?
I would say that she did the same. So she's responsible, as far as I'm concerned, for carrying that human life that she created to term. Now, am I willing to lock her up? No, I'm not willing to lock up any doctors over it either. But if it's not killing if it's not ending a human life, then what is it? Now,
it's a fetus.
What are the damages? It's a human life.
Well, I think the real answer is to know and trust the people that you're sleeping and procreating with.
I'm with you on that.
So that when you get into a position where you yourself, you bring a little Jack into your life,
mm-hmm.
It's a thrill and it's an adventure and you're really looking forward to it. And the thought of Jack not existing doesn't even cross your mind.
Okay.
I would you know, conjecture that.
Well, I think you're right that people need to be more responsible with their choices. I think the society we live in certainly does not encourage responsibility. I think that in a more free world, responsibility would be more encouraged. But still, people are going to make mistakes. People are going to be overcome by their hormones, as you were suggesting earlier.
Sure. Do you think that people shouldn't be responsible for dealing with the consequences of their mistakes?
I think there are consequences, and one of those consequences is a baby gestating in your belly.
Yeah.
And so they're dealing with that consequence by virtue of making a choice as to how to handle that, and I think that if you want to discourage that sort of thing, Pete, I would say that you might want to engage in some ostracism. Don't be friendly with those people, or don't let your kids play with their kids if they have any. And
more importantly, I think that the people that believe in pro-life have not stepped up to the plate and done what they need to do in today's society, which is stand on the sidewalk in front of Planned Parenthood and offer these young women money for their children.
Now that might give them incentives,
scholarships to go to school, whatever it is. It's done through the adoption agencies. It can be done right there on the steps of Planned Parenthood.
Well, and I think if Johnson were here with us at the moment, he would point out that science is moving in a direction to where abortion won't really even be necessary eventually. They'll be able to remove the fetus and then sort of bring it to term in maybe some sort of artificial gestation area, and then it can be you know, can be adopted out or something like that. There would be ways to kind of avoid having to go through the abortion process. But nonetheless, I would suggest ostracism as a solution if you're really concerned with it, if you really think it's a problem. I, however, would just offer empathy with, or I guess sympathy, because I don't think
I'm
I can empathize with
punishing
women.
Somebody for something that there's, you know, better solutions for, and there are better solutions for the problem we have with abortion today. Right now, people who believe in life for you know, unborn babies, they can do something about it right now, and that is connecting the people that want those unborn babies with the women that have them.
Yeah, but you can't shout down the people that you want to connect with. You can't yell at them.
Right,
you
and
you know,
showing them pictures of dismembered
yeah,
babies
signs.
Perhaps isn't the best way to create
right.
a connection.
Yeah.
And I want to know why pictures of dismembered babies are somehow more horrific than piles of dismembered men in far-off lands.
Pete, any other thoughts for us?
Well, no, that was it. I just wanted to how... It's difficult for me to grasp people being pro-choice when it violates the non-aggression principle.
Well, I think they would just disagree with you as far as it violating the non-aggression principle. And I thank you for the call tonight, Pete. As far as you'll never get anybody to agree. We've got a room full of people here, and I'm sure many of them would disagree on when it is that life actually begins. Some people believe it's right when the sperm hits the egg, and some people believe it's a certain number of weeks in. Some people believe it's not until the birth happens. I don't think anybody's ever going to resolve that. It's never going to no one is ever going to come to a 100% consensus on that, and we have to deal with that.
I think that Josh made a great point that there are varying degrees of human life. I do believe that a fetus is a human life, but if I had to choose between the unborn fetus of my wife and I sitting in a petri dish on the on a Jack's dresser and Jack during a fire in my house, I only got to pick up one and carry them out. I
easy
would say,
choice.
Yeah, there isn't a choice for me.
I'd choose your dog before the petri dish.
The dog can probably take care of herself. She's an adult.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Josh, always nice talking to you. We're going to try to
good
get to
you guys.
Somebody else in here, maybe Pete.
I will yield my time to Pete Ayer.
Very good, sir. Always good having you. First time actually having you. We'll have you again, perhaps. Thank you for coming on. Moments remain. Enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything to dial toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, we'll try to sneak you in. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers the up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch at Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com.
All right, the toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2009 edition, surrounded by great listeners and activists, liberty-minded people, hundreds of them all around here at the Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's the first night of three. We'll be broadcasting Friday and Saturday night. There's still some few things going on Sunday morning as well. So if you're going to be in the New England area this weekend, make a point to come up to Lancaster. It's worth the drive. You're going to meet some amazing people, and one of whom is joining us on the third microphone right now. He is Varen Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project. Varen, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Good morning, Ian.
Is it the morning already?
I don't know. I've been all over, and I don't know what time.
He's in his daytime job. He's a pilot, I imagine he's seen the sun three times today.
So we're going to talk to you in a moment here, but let's get to the phone calls. Matt is in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Matt's in Illinois, going once.
Hi, guys. I wish I was there with you.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to make a quick comment and maybe give a different perspective for this gentleman who called in on abortion issues. I got three kids of my own, two stepkids. And when I first met the woman that I lived 20 years with, I got her pregnant not long into our relationship, and we weren't sure that we could afford a child, so she decided to get an abortion.
Mm.
It was quite an emotional thing for us, but we feel that we could financially support a child. Well, a few months later, she got pregnant again, and she wasn't going to have another abortion because... because of the first abortion that she had, she just couldn't take it anymore emotionally. So we had the child, and it was a girl. But the point is that that child would never have been born if it wasn't for the fact that the first child was aborted.
Interesting.
So if we hadn't aborted the first child, would that mean that we murdered my current daughter that I have now and love dearly?
I have to say, I've never heard anybody make that particular point before. That life never would have come to be. Is that as much of a murder as snuffing out, a newly formed fetus? It's hard to draw lines around this.
And that's the seen and the unseen. It's easy to look back at and see what happened, because it was my experience. It certainly should have happened to other people, I would think.
So the first abortion. So what you're saying is the first abortion was so difficult, not just from a mental perspective, but I think it's also probably fairly difficult physically to go through a process like that, from my understanding. That was such a difficult process to deal with that she decided to swear it off and never do it again. And as a result, just months later, you managed to she was impregnated again, and that's where your daughter came from. Basically, was that whole process?
Right. It was a few months later, it was still within the time period where she got pregnant. If she hadn't had the abortion, she still would have been pregnant with the child that was aborted.
Food for thought. Very good call tonight, Matt. Any other thoughts?
No. To me, abortion is wrong, but in this case, you can see where it's kind of a strange happening, because I'm very proud of the children and I love them dearly. It's too bad it had to happen that way, but you never know.
Your situation would not have been improved had your wife been put in a jail cell because of what she did.
Oh, not at all. Then,
no.
Then both my daughter and my son would never have come into being. So.
Yep. And I think that's what, Pete was agreeing with us on that. And Matt, thank you for calling in tonight and sharing your story. We really appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So no easy lines to draw on that particular issue. Science is kind of helping us maybe overcome some of a lot of people's objections to that process. But I think that the best way to handle it is with understanding, with love, with embracing and communication with the people that are going through these choices, offering them options. Mark, you suggested the money as an option, offering them maybe some sort of extraction process that might be available in the future. And even if they turn all of that down, being understanding, and at the very most, I think ostracism should be as far as it goes. I don't know if that's really even the best idea, but at least that's a nonviolent, peaceful way to solve that problem. Theron Swearingen, as one of the more Christian members of the Free State Project, your thoughts on all this?
Well, I take...
And this is Barron's thoughts, not Barron, the president.
That's
of the
right,
Free State
Project. Of course, the Free State Project doesn't take a position on this issue, and you'd find participants that hold all variety of views on the issue, but I actually really start with science. Of course, fundamentally defending life is a very Christian principle, obviously, but I start with science as a foundation to figure out the fundamental question, the important question that we have to ask, which is, what is the fetus? You got to ask that question before you can really settle this debate.
I think that's where the debate centers.
That's right. That's the core issue, because if the fetus is a living human being, deserving of rights, at the least the right to life, then it should be defended. Like we would defend the rights of children or adults or old people or any other person, if it's a person.
Right, and when you think about a...
I don't want the legislature deciding that, though.
I don't think any of us here want that.
Yeah, well, then the question is, how do we decide that? Of course, if the legislature decides that you aren't a person until you're 5 years old, that's problematic too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's the same, same issue.
In fact, speaking of Christianity, that happened, right? Herod decided that if you're not 2 years old yet, we're going to kill you.
Right. The fact is, Jack, the only victim, if Laura decides to exterminate Jack, is me and Laura, and perhaps the grandparents. Now, my son's
the fetus,
15 months old. But all those people have the same claim on an unborn child.
Which isn't much. As far as what kind of claim do the grandparents or I have on Laura's child, Jack? She gave birth to him.
Right.
So, I mean, all these same issues that one would claim. From a libertarian standpoint, abortion is it's simply not a libertarian issue. I believe that people can fall down on either side of it. I think it's the ending of a human life. However, I am not of the opinion that punishing people in the same manner that we punish other crimes is going to work at all. We've tried that crap, and it doesn't work.
I think most liberty-minded people would also agree that the government should not be promoting abortion, nor should it be, shouldn't be paying for it, nor should it be opposing abortion. The government should not have any involvement whatsoever.
Yeah. And I would also hope that liberty-minded people would agree that life is a fundamental human right. So those who claim...
What is a human?
That's a good question. That's the question. And, they say, those right-to-lifers. Well, darn it, we better be right-to-lifers. The question is not whether we're right-to-life. The question is, what is a person?
And will that ever be answered? I do not know.
Probably not tonight.
I don't know. But, hey, as the president of the Free State Project, you are here with us, and I'm afraid we're going to have to nicely blow off Pete Ayer, and he is a nice guy, so...
he'll come back.
We're going to have Pete in tomorrow night, and for a much longer segment, which is what he deserves, because he's doing some amazing work for Liberty.
Yes, he is.
And maybe he'll be able to rustle up Jason Talley and Adam Muller, the other guys from the Motorhome Diary.
Our apologies to Pete Ayer and Matt Dalton.
Matt Dalton?
Matt Damon. Excuse me.
Matt Damon.
What? We're blowing him off.
Who's Matt Damon?
Oh, God.
The hell are you talking
about? So not plugged in.
So, Varen, by the way, have you seen the Motorhome Diaries RV yet?
Yeah, I saw it out there parked.
Did you see the backside with the Free State Project advertisement in the back window? How awesome is that?
It's brilliant. I saw the video, too, of the motorhome all ransacked and them coming back to it in the yard, What a disaster. The law enforcement guys down there.
Varen, I don't even know why you came to talk to us tonight. We haven't had a chance to talk about the Free State Project at all. Maybe we'll have to have you back. We've got two more shows.
I'm here all week.
We ended up talking about an issue, which is fine. It's Free Talk Live. We can talk about anything, you can as well.
We have opinions.
And have you given a speech yet this time around?
No, I'm doing the closer.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you before Sam or after Sam?
Before Sam. I get to introduce.
So that's not really closing speech.
I'm the almost closer.
I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to seeing Sam wrap things up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That'll be fun.
There are so many great people here. Come on out. It's happening all weekend long. The details are at porkfest.com. We've got people drinking. We've got people talking. We've got people sleeping in here. It's great. And Varen, thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it. And it has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will be live again tomorrow night, also Saturday night. You can join us then. And, of course, you can call in about anything. And you can, of course, join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Thank you, everybody.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.